So if it pleases the board, I'd love to have our second group of students come up and present to the board today. The Student Government Association is going to address the board and talk a little bit about their year and work that they've been doing. They're finishing up their tenure as a student government legacy this year. In April, they'll be voting for their new representation. And let me see if I can mind your way. So I'd love to let these wonderful student leaders introduce themselves and talk a little bit to you today about what the Student Government Association is, what they've been doing this year. This is an exceptional group of students and have done some wonderful work. I'm very proud of what they've been able to do in this year. Just a little bit of logistics, and so while we're sorting that out, I'll just say not only do we have the benefit of having a president of our Student Government Association as a member of our Board of Regents, but this is an elected student body and an appointed student body. Just like we have a faculty senate and a staff senate, we have our Student Government Association. And they work for the betterment of the students as advocates and representatives to support the student work and cause and experience here on the Hill. So I'd love to turn it over to the Student Government Association.
Thank you very much. So we're going to start by introducing ourselves, and then we'll get into our presentation. So my name is Lauren Willett. I am a senior here on the Hill, and I am the Chief of Staff for our Executive Cabinet.
Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Owensboro, Kentucky.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me. My name is Olivia Feck. I'm actually a senior here at Western. I am the committee chair for our Mental Health and Well-Being Committee, and I'm also from Lexington, Kentucky.
What's up, guys? My name is Sam Kurtz. Good to see you guys here. I'm a sophomore here on the Hill. I'm from Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm third-generation Hilltopper, but I'm the current administrative vice president. But very happy to be here.
Thank you. My name is Margaret Glazer. I'm a senior at Western. I'm from Louisville, and I'm on Judicial Council.
Hey, guys. My name is Rush. I'm originally from Marshall County, Kentucky. I'm a freshman senator here, so my first year in the Senate, but I'm also the secretary for the Campus Improvements and Sustainability Committee as well.
I believe we do have a PowerPoint. Beautiful. All right. So, as you guys could possibly imagine, as students within our organization of SGA, we get the question of what is SGA and what do you guys even do? We get that a bunch. But we like to say that we are a group of dedicated change makers. We're advocates. We are basically the liaisons between faculty and staff and our students. We're trying to make sure that we are knocking down barriers and we're building bridges in order to make sure that we can make sure that our students are getting the best that they can have as far as resources go, whether that's making legislation. So whenever I'm talking about what do we do and how do we do it, we are creating legislation, we're writing bills, we're meeting with faculty, we are meeting with the deans, we're having monthly meetings, weekly meetings, making sure that we're collaborating with students and listening to them and what are their needs. And we often do that through our interests in our positions is what we ran for. So as you can see, like, there's senators that are in the Gatton Academy, they're in ISEC, they're in international students. And there's all different ranges of what we like to cover, and my particular interest is in mental health. I'm a psych sciences major, neuroscience minor, and so I just want to make sure that everyone's getting their needs met as far as that aspect goes, but we can go a little bit more into our other branches. Bear with me. Oh, no. Anywho, so just as you guys should know, there are three branches, just like our own state government and our national government. It'll get to me eventually. Anyhow, middle with that. Julia? Cool. So we have our three branches. We've got our exec. I'm sure you know one of them. Cole Bornfield right over here. He's our student body president and our student regent. Meeting with you guys all the time. And then we have our executive vice president. And then we also have our administrative vice president, which is right here, Sam. Goes over a lot of the financial stuff. And then Garrison, our EVP, is going over a lot of what is involved with student experience, enrollment, that kind of thing, making sure that I believe they are meeting with the Student Life Foundation a whole lot, HRL, that kind of thing. And then they are also made up by their cabinet, which is their chief of staff, their director of IT, director of enrollment of student experience, and then covered that, but so there you go. And then we also have our legislative position or branch, which is where I come into play, where a lot of our senators come into play. It's a big chunk of our organization. We've got 55 members. We're having elections in the fall and spring semesters, so we are elected by our student body. We've got our Speaker of the Senate that is chairing our debates, making sure that our meetings are going as they should. And then we also have our parliamentarian keeping us in place, making sure that we're in decorum and we're not bashing each other and that kind of thing, being proper and that and whatnot. And then we also have our secretary just taking minutes and our committee chairs that is a position that I have as well, making sure that our teams, I like to call it, we're collaborating how we need to within our interest of what our committees are operating within. And we also have our senators. And like I said, we have a bunch of different positions that they run for and different interests that they run for, whether that's ISEC, whether that's Gatton. It could be a class position. It could be something with first gen. There's a bunch of things that they cover, and it's a really cool position. You also have judicial, which Margaret is also a part of. There's three roles that you could have within that branch. You could have our chief justice, our associate chief justice, and all of the other justices that are looking at the constitutionality of our resolutions and our bills, and making sure that we are abiding by those and checking, checks and balances, that kind of thing. It's very self-explanatory as far as we're modeling a lot of what we do off of our state government or national government. And there you go.
Awesome. So organizational aid is one of our big kind of signature services, as we like to call it, that SGA offers. It's what I'm kind of in charge of, but basically a fifth of our budget goes to organizational aid. So our budget every year is $100,000. That is kind of like what I directly kind of overview and manage a little bit. But organizational aid is a big chunk of it. It's one fifth of our budget. But every semester I try to divide it in half. So I have $10,000 for the fall and $10,000 for the spring. And essentially every RSO on campus can apply for up to $500 of club funding. And this is a really big deal because a lot of student organizations on campus know about and love this organizational aid process. It's a very valuable thing that we offer. And I was very happy to announce that last year we had a record number of applicants. We had 31 applicants, and we usually, in the years past, have barely hit 20. So that's really good that a lot of organizations are kind of known about that. We really try to make it known this year that organizational aid is a big thing that a lot of organizations can take a part of. But it's $500 each that they can apply for, but some organizations, like smaller clubs that are just starting, maybe they're trying to get on their feet, don't need as much. So they can apply from, maybe like 300, 200, and then we just kind of like go from there. But we have a board of six people that are elected from the Senate that all kind of overview every application we get. And we usually meet biweekly every Thursday at 5:30, but we just go over what gets to us. But it's a really great process, and I really enjoyed having the opportunity to help other great RSOs on campus. This is like one of my favorite things we've done this year. And so earlier on in the school year, we were all kind of like brainstorming in the office one day, and like one of the big things that we're trying to do this year as SGA as a whole is make the student experience available to all students. And so you would think that the student experience would always be available to all students, and for the most part it is, but from time to time there's certain events on campus that some students don't feel like they're welcome at. And so we were trying to think of, what are like the major events that people do on campus, and as we were brainstorming, it was during the fall semester. And I remember one morning we were all up in the office before the game started, and we saw the tailgates out there. And as we looked around the tailgates, we saw the alumni tailgate, we saw the Spirit Master tailgate, and we saw the Greek Life tailgates. And we saw a few other like little smaller organizations, but we were like, if we as a student weren't in any of those organizations, where would we go? And honestly, I don't know where I would go, because I've always had the blessing to be in a student organization that's represented on South Lawn. So we got brainstorming, and we were like, well, what if we created our own tent and our own tailgate experience that's not available to just one student organization, but to every student on campus? And as you can see here, that's exactly what we did. So we ordered a tent, and we have two tents, actually. They're pretty decent-sized tents. They're weatherproof. They should last us from 10 to 15 years. It's a really great investment. We got our logo presented on it as well. But essentially, for every tailgate, me and Cole and Garrison went to Gordon Food Services and just bought a ton of frozen food. And we also bought some grill equipment, as you can see there, that can be used in the years coming on. But we grilled out on our first debut, which was homecoming, which is a great time to debut it, obviously. But we made 500 meals. So we had 500, like we had 250 hot dogs, 250 hamburgers, and we also had like 500 chips and 500 waters. And I'm pleased to say that every single one of those meals was given out. We had students lined around the tailgate, and we had so many students come up to us and been like, I wasn't going to come to the tailgate, but I saw this on the Instagram story, so I came. And that was really kind of a fulfilling moment for us as SGA as a whole, because it really kind of helped us really hit on our mission of helping all the students and really being the voice. And also, students, we bought cornhole boards and cornhole equipment, and we had students like lining up to play cornhole. We had students inside the tent, and overall, it was just a great experience because the whole student body felt welcome at something that they should always feel welcome on. This is another great thing that SGA does, and it's another one of our sort of signature services. But this year, as we ran, we really wanted to give back to the students, and so we raised the scholarship budget. And so these are the kind of scholarships, the main ones. The first one I really want to hit on is the SGA Promise Scholarship. So that's been spearheaded by our Director of Student Experience alongside the entire executive committee, and that has been a really great thing we did. So essentially it's a need-based scholarship. And so we first opened it up to students that are Pell Grant eligible. And you don't have to be Pell Grant eligible to apply. It's just it helps you in the grading process. And then we ask them certain things, like, what are you involved in on campus? Like, what do you love about Western? And we kind of, like, graded upon that. But we kind of believe that there's, like, a promise that, like, everyone should be able to afford higher education. And that's something that the university holds, but something that SGA, that we kind of stand alongside that promise. And so we know Western's done a lot of great initiatives in the past few years to make education available to all. But we figured if Western can do it, we can do it too. And so that's kind of what we did for the SGA Promise. A second thing I'd really like to hit on is the summer internship process, or the summer internship scholarship, my apologies. So that is also a new thing that we brought back this year. So essentially, we were trying to think of, for all the students that are going to different cities for the summer, a lot of people in SGA tend to go to D.C. and intern, and a lot of these internships are unpaid. And it's with inflation and everything going on right now, the cost of living has skyrocketed for unpaid interns. And so we were trying to think of what's a way that we can give back to those interns. So it was another sort of need-based scholarship, but we also did it off of curriculum. We asked them certain things like, what's your internship like? What do you hope to get out of your internship? What do you think this internship will help you, like, further your career path? Kind of just stuff like that, making sure that the internship is legit and that they're really dedicated to doing that internship, because we believe if they are really passionate about this internship, then they should deserve the opportunity to not have to worry about the money for the internship. And then another great scholarship we have is the First Generation Scholarship. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's sort of like the SGA Promise as well, where it's need-based but also curriculum-based, like the summer internship process, where you ask them, like, what are you passionate about at Western, stuff like that. That was a really great thing. And we also had scholarship vouchers, the SGA Book Voucher Scholarship. So we know that some students have trouble paying for their textbooks because, you know, textbooks are very expensive if it depends on your majors. Like, for example, if you're a STEM major, you're most likely spending around $300 a year or a semester, at least, on your books. And so we made 15 $50 scholarships just to kind of help have a wide range of students that could take in that money, but also kind of help them with that. And finally, actually not finally, still have two more, my apologies, but the Black History Month Scholarship is formerly known as the Gregory McKinney Black History Month Scholarship. So if you guys didn't know, Gregory McKinney was the first African-American student regent at Western Kentucky University. He unfortunately passed away last semester, but he was a great voice at Western, and he really left a lasting legacy. And so as soon as he passed away, we sent his condolences to his family, of course, first. But then after that, we reached out to his family, and we asked them if they would be willing to have a scholarship in his honor. And they were really ecstatic about the opportunity. They actually matched the scholarship. And we're just now grading them now. I just got out of grade like yesterday. But we hope to have it available to a student that has a deep history and deep connection to Black History Month. And we kind of had it in the scholarship, sort of had it like, what's your involvement on campus? One, just as a curriculum base, but also we had them write an essay on what Black History Month meant to them and what kind of what Gregory McKinney's legacy also meant to them. So that was a really great initiative, and I'm really happy we did that. And then finally,
okay, and then the last scholarship that we did for this year is the Hilltopper Hero Scholarship. It was something that was particularly interesting to me and to the rest of exec. I'm an ROTC, and I will be going active duty into the Army as soon as I graduate. And so something that Cole and Garrison and Sam and I and Dante all talked about was, how can we give back to our students who are serving in the military? We have over 3,000 students as of 2016, I believe, and I believe in 2018 it was going over 4,000 students who are either actively serving in the reserves or have served in their life. So we wanted to find a way that we could give back to those students and show them that no matter where they are in the world, while they are enrolled as a student and even after they graduate, they are a Hilltopper. And we want to, you know, show our appreciation for their service. So we actually had 39 students apply, and the winner was awarded a $3,000 scholarship. We had applications from all over the world. One of our top ones was deployed currently in Afghanistan. He is a single father of two. He is full-time working, you know, in the Army and then full-time online as well. So we wanted to give as much as we could to whoever we could, but we actually had a on-campus student win the scholarship, Logan Festerven. He and his twin sister both enlisted into the National Guard, and they are both going through medic training in the infantry. And he was pretty influential during the COVID era, giving shots in the emergency time, I guess you could say, for the National Guard. So we were able to give that award to him, and he is standing there with a check. But that was a really, really great process for us because we got to work with the ROTC program. Colonel Struzik, who is the professor of military science, and then the rest of the cadre were able to help us grade, and they have said over and over again how thankful they are to SGA for their involvement and for their support of military students on campus. It'll load. Okay, I'll just go ahead and start talking. So our next one that we have that I'm responsible for is the Earn a Computer program. We have a lot of students who may not be able to afford a computer, or their computer will suddenly break, and they don't know what to do because they may not have the money or the time to go get a computer. But we work with Surplus and Supply to use the computers that the university is done using, and they donate those, give those to Surplus and Supply. Those are given as become federal property, and from there they're usually auctioned off, starting like $10. And these are like Apple laptops or desktops. We have some Surface Pro tablets, but they give us the opportunity to give these to students instead of them having to go buy new laptops or desktops. So we have had over 100 students be able to get a computer since the beginning of this program. And just this past semester, we've had 15. I believe we have 5 more on my desk right now waiting to be given a computer. And I bet we'll have many more the rest of the semester. And the next one I want to hit on is the SGA voucher program. This program has taken off enormously this semester. We are really, really proud of this program. So it started back in 2012 with transcript and ID vouchers. The transcript, we would pay for half of the transcript price. And the ID, we'd pay for half as well, which I think it was $20, so we paid for 10 of it. Students would just come in, we would write it down, and we would give them a little voucher receipt, a carbon copy, and they would take it to these offices, and they would send that to our accounts. And we would just inter-account them at the end of the year. Well, this has continued to grow, and from that, we now do Preston Center, ID, and dental. We did offer transcript and counseling center vouchers at one time, but after COVID, counseling center became free for students, and then the transcript, I believe, is also free or at least majorly discounted. So the Preston Center, we pay for half of part-time students' membership, so it's $17.50, and then we also do the ID voucher still, which is the $10 voucher for the $20 ID, and then the most impressive one for me is the dental hygiene vouchers. So our dental hygiene program, if you don't know, all students have to have about 6 to 10 students sit in their chair while they are a dental hygiene student per semester, which means they are working about 4 hours on each person, giving them all the treatments that they could possibly need without a referral for $25 for students. This is the cheapest you can get it in Bowling Green, and it's not only giving these students a grade, but it's also giving students on campus the ability to get free dental care, if not severely discounted dental care. So we were able to provide 38 dental vouchers last semester, and after talking with the dental hygiene students, we saw that they, you know, really appreciative for one, but for two, students were showing us that this is what they wanted our money to go towards. So we bumped that up to 39 for this semester, and as of, I believe it was 4 days ago, all of them are already gone. So that just shows us what the students have been wanting, what the students have been needing. And I hope that this program continues to take off.
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch on a couple of different services that SGA offers. The first one here is the many academic materials we provide to students for free. One of the biggest ones is going to be testing materials, so that's going to be our blue and green books. I think the SGA office only does green books now because they're recyclable, better for the environment. But also, like, Scantrons, that's big. You're going to be hard struck to find a student at Western that isn't taking at least one exam on their time on the Hill. And for me, I'm taking a history exam on Tuesday, and I need a green book. Our teacher in that class was like, hey, you can go to the history department and buy a green book for 25 cents. And I raised my hand. I was like, so actually, I'm an SGA, and we offer them for free in the SGA office. So it really just gives us an opportunity to show how many resources we provide to students. And that's super easy to broadcast and say, hey, we do this for students. This is a tangible thing that y'all can come and use for us. We also provide spaces for students to study. Our office is always open for students to come, talk with our senators, any of the people in our Senate, and talk with us about any ideas they have, or even just study and get some study hours in, for sure. So I want to touch on one of the bigger resolutions that we've just passed. Senator Matthew Gadd spearheaded this initiative to get Narcan on all the residence halls on campus. Narcan is kind of like it's a narcotic drug overdose device. If a student is overdosing on anything, they can be stimulated with the Narcan, and it's super safe. Even if you're not overdosing, you can take it and nothing wrong. It's super safe. It's something we like to add to our toolbox. I'm a tour guide here at Western, and we give the stop about the emergency pole and the extra large sidewalks for emergency vehicles. You can see parents' eyes light up because they just feel like there's an extra sense of security for their students on campus, which is really cool to see. I think so, yeah. And then the last thing is just our campus safety walk. This is an annual event that SGA puts on. We invite campus police, faculty, staff, and even just students to come along with us. We try to do it at sundown so that we can see campus both during the day and at night. It's utilized to just see different areas of campus that could use improvement. It's anything from a steep set of stairs that could be mellowed out a little bit more, or a light pole that needs to be added so people can see better. It's really good for campus. I think every time we do it, we get about two or three things that we're like, hey, we could do something there. And then that kind of leads into Campus Improvement and Sustainability Committee, the committee that I'm in. And that just gives us an opportunity for things to do.
So this is a list of all our committees for SGA. The first one listed is our Legislative Operations Committee. So this committee reviews all of our legislation. It's unique in that way, that making sure that before legislation is brought to the Senate, that it is reviewed for constitutionality and the formatting is correct. Every senator is on a committee on SGA, and then any student at Western can join a committee meeting. They meet once a week. All their meeting times are listed on the SGA website, so it's very open for all students to be able to participate. Student Experience and Enrollment Committee, they have worked very hard to connect the student experience to what SGA does, and that also goes along with our rising retention rates at Western. Outreach and Student Experience does work with students being able to participate in SGA events. Some of the projects they've worked on are, like Lauren mentioned, the vouchers for dental cleanings, as well as scholarships for incentivizing students to go to career fair. So when they do attend a career fair, they can sign up to potentially receive a scholarship through SGA to incentivize that. The Community Relations Committee is our newest committee on SGA. That works with the greater Bowling Green community to kind of bridge that gap between campus, between students, and Bowling Green as a city. Recently, they have worked on the Recyclops program, so offering students who live off campus a voucher to be able to recycle from their off-campus residence, as well as working with the Chamber of Commerce in Bowling Green. As Rush mentioned, the Campus Improvements and Sustainability Committee recently passed they are starting a pollinator garden right by Weatherby, in between Weatherby and FAC. They've also put benches and hammock poles on South Lawn, and they've also passed bills to provide hygiene products to students. And then Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Committee works to create a more open environment for all students on campus. That's our minority students, as well as students with accessibility issues, and LGBTQ plus students. This year they passed legislation to give donations to the Jonesville Academy in Bowling Green as well. And then I'll let Olivia talk about
Sure. Probably one of the coolest committees, but I'm kind of biased whenever I say that or talk about it. So with the Student Mental Health and Wellbeing Committee, it's all in the name. We're focused on making sure that our students' welfare and their well-being and their mental health is at, like, where it should be. And we're looking at that. We're talking to them. We're out there. We're getting out onto, like, the actual sidewalks, the pavements, into the classrooms, trying to make sure, whether that's through polls or just questions or inviting people into our meeting spaces, you know, what do you need? What do you not know about? What can we talk more about? So we've done Title IX training in the past. We've also done a lot of tabling for the Counseling Center or the Tally Family Center. That's what we like to hit hard on, whether that's raising awareness for sexual assault or domestic violence. We also have our events where we have kickoff events where we're partnering or collaborating with the Counseling Center and Elizabeth Madriaga of the Counseling Center, making sure that they have the funds for their t-shirts, and if they need any volunteers for their In Their Shoes event or anything like that. I'm also, you know, in their committees for trying to plan Sexual Assault Prevention Month and that kind of thing. And, you know, just speaking personally as a student who went through the Summer Scholar Program, I'm also in Student Support Services Disabilities. I understand that it's really hard as a human, as a student, to go through campus, go through college as someone who might not have a background that's really knowledgeable in going through higher ed. And so I understand that perspective, and my committee, my team, we're all, you know, we all have different knowledge and backgrounds where we're coming together and we're, you know, highlighting things that people might not realize about mental health or just what goes into student well-being. But that kind of ends our slide or presentation, but I just really want to say from all of us from SGA, we just want to thank you for allowing us the time to speak to you guys. We're honored to be here, and if you have any questions, we're always open to talk.
Are there any AUVs in the dorm hall? I believe in every dorm
hall, and it's not okay with this. I especially appreciated, Olivia, your comment about building bridges.
Thank you.
No more questions, we'll wrap that up. But thank you all for letting us come today and talk to you. Thank you, President Cavoni. Enjoy your speech.